write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Tom and the moon, and he winks and he waves, and he plays this tune, yeah.
Was Mr. Adam Hammer. Oh, wait, the harmonics. Requested tonight by Nathan Ness from Cold Spring. And that means it's all request night here at Minnesota Homebrew. I've got a whole first hour and about a half of the second hour all queued up. And save some room for your last minute requests. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew live from the studios of Pioneer 90.1. And if you can't reach us on the radio, go to tunein.com, look for Pioneer 90.1, and you can hear us online. And they also have a great app for your phone. Well, Nathan also requested something by Mr. Dave Coffell from Waite Park, Minnesota. And this tune, okay, slow start here, folks. This tune is called Picture. You're listening to MHB.
Evening, the air grows chill. I wonder what I could have done to have you with me still. But I was wrong. And it don't help me none to think about it all day long. 'Cause I've grown fond of remembering you. It seems like all that I want to do. It don't matter now, half of it ain't true. Well, I've grown fond of remembering you. In the evening, sitting in the dark, these years of living with your memory gone and left their mark. But I know I can't blame you. After all the thoughtless moments I have put you through, take all the pain, hide it away. In the background as a warm and sunny day, make everything shiny and new. You'll have a picture of my memory of you. Night is gone, and I sit here staring, waiting for the dawn. As this bottle goes slowly dry, well, I ain't sad at all. That's just something in my eye, 'cause I've grown fond of remembering you. I wear your memory like a well-worn shoe. And in the evening I've grown fond of crying the whole night through, 'cause I've grown fond of remembering you. I've grown fond your memory like a well-worn shoe. And it don't matter none if half of it ain't true. Well, I've grown fond of remembering you. I
spread her wings and off you will fly. And maybe just jump out of this nest and don't forget to open your eyes. And it's been way too long now, you and me. Can't you see there is never a forever? And I'll be honest now, you and I, soon you'll find that we are meant to be together. So little birdie, say goodbye, spread her wings and off you will fly. And maybe just jump out of this nest and don't forget to open your eyes. You gotta find what you want and get what you need, and I'll tell you right now that it's not me. But I know they're out there somewhere. Someone for you, someone for me. Now, ooh, oh, oh. Now, 'Cause baby, you deserve so much more. So a little birdie said goodbye, spread your wings and off you fly. And babe, just jump out of this nest and don't forget to open your eyes.
That's Anna Marie Mitchell, requested by Doug Milloway. Doug's blown away by that young lady's talent. I think she's only 16. Maybe she's turned 17. But she'll be playing, that's next Wednesday, September 3rd, from 7 to 7:45, a short set. And that's at the Contented Cow in Northfield. And she'll be followed by the amazing Hillary Scott. I've heard that name. I think she might play on Prairie Home Companion. And weather permitting, they'll be on the famous cow deck overlooking the Cannon River. Anna Marie Mitchell. Well, up next, Mr. Jim Bone, who's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Yes, we talk often about that wonderful group of people. And I had the pleasure last Friday and Saturday of attending the Lakes Region Arts Council Fair down in Fergus Falls, held at the college there. Beautiful facility. And Friday night we had a mixer over at the spot, and I got a chance to meet Doug Milloway and Greg Sanders. Together they comprise the group Gackle Trucker Band. We got something coming up by them tonight. And Presidente Wayne Hamilton was on hand too to give a Q&A songwriting session, and just a real fun time. We sat around the table picking our guitars, and Doug brought this little short scale acoustic bass, and I was playing that and just having a wonderful time because you may not know this about me, but in most of the rock and roll bands I was in, I played bass and sang lead vocals. So that was a lot of fun. Well, up next, as I mentioned, Jim Bowen. This is off a CD titled These Walls Tell a Story, and it's titled Backseat. You're listening to Homebrew.
Well, I heard all about your heartaches and all your wounded dreams. Heard all about your faded love and all of your broken schemes. Let's get down to the basics, my friend. Ain't nothing in life to free. If it takes a little pain, it'll make a little gain, and you'll finally be what you want to be. Yeah. Well, it seems to me to do more whining than any soul alive. But if you don't like sitting in the back seat, I guess you better learn how to drive. I heard you complain every minute of the hour about something ain't going right. You can't start your truck, you had to run a bad look, and you say you can't sleep at night. Get down to business, mister. Get a job or at least get in line. Get yourself a gear and you can have a beer with the boys at Quitten Time. Well, it seems to me you're more complaining than any soul alive. But if you don't like sitting in the backseat, I guess you better learn how to drive. Well, the hard way becomes easy and the easy way becomes hard. I do you want to say on the judgment day I spent my life as a security guard. And you don't stop whining then you'll never be dining at a restaurant of the five-star kind. But if you keep on sitting in the back seat, ain't nobody gonna pay you no mind.
can drive. But if you don't like sitting in a backseat, well, I guess you better learn how to drive. I guess you better learn how to drive. And if you don't like sitting in the back seat, I guess you better learn how to drive.
When I was just a kid back in high school, fine rock and roll band. We covered all the tunes by our favorite groups. We played at dances, one-night stands. We always practiced over in my house, 'cause the guys would all agree. My mama loved our music so much, it was the only place to be. And she'd be prancing around in the kitchen, or hauling cookies down the stairs. She'd bring us lemonade when we needed it most, 'cause we were playing hard down there. And we always knew when we hit the groove with the song we were working on, 'cause mama would open up the windows to watch folks dancing on our lawn. Mama listened to music all day long, we heard it morning, noon, and night. She dragged my pappy out to dances, she made sure that he got the steps right. Sometimes she'd ask our band if we knew a tune she'd heard the night before. We knew right then we better learn that song. We didn't wait a minute more. Every day, so it wasn't difficult for me to decide what I would do. I just took what my mama started. Now I'm playing here for you. And she'd be prancing around in the kitchen, or hauling cookies down the stairs. She'd bring us lemonade when we needed it most, 'cause we were playing hard down there. And we always knew when she hit the groove with the song we were working on, 'cause mama would open up the windows to watch folks dancing on our lawn. And we always knew when she hit the groove with the song we were working on, 'cause mama would open up the windows to watch folks dancing on our lawn. She liked that music so darn much, she even danced out on the lawn.
El Presidente of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, Wayne Hamilton, proud to call him my friend. I have wonderful conversations with that man. And he says, anytime you want to do some co-writing, Carl, just say the word. Carl's so shy about writing and sharing, and I don't know. what makes us the way we are must go back to my childhood or something. They're on the south shores of Deer Lake, 7 miles east of St. Gray Falls, Wisconsin. That's a long time ago. Well, we got a request from Ruby Nordby for this next song. It's Mr. Bob Muscovitz, a gentleman I'll be seeing a week from tomorrow. Here's Bob with There on the Bayou on Minnesota Homebrew.
Grab a bite to eat and read the good book together. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I do.
Drops a line in the water while slamming them down. 4 hours later, she hears a loud sound. Yelling and screaming from the catfish hole. Baby Bob tugging on the old cane pole. There on the bayou down to Louisiana, Billy Bob lives with his wife named Hannah in a tin roof cabin, cozy and snuggy, hotter than a matchstick when it gets muggy. There on the bayou, everybody's crazy, living on the water and a little bit lazy. They get up each morning just to check out the weather, grab a bite to eat and greet the good book together. There's a blessing down in Louisiana for two old couples, Billy Bob and Anna. There on the bayou down in Louisiana, Billy Bob lives with his wife named Hannah in a tin roof cabin, cozy and snuggy, hotter than a matchstick when it gets snuggy. There on the bayou everybody's crazy, leaving on the water in a little bit lazy. They get up each morning just to check out the weather, grab a bite to eat, read the good book together. There on the bayou down in Louisiana, Billy Bob lives with his wife named Hannah.
plastic when it gets muggy. There on the bayou, no one hurries. Billy Bob had a guy, no worries. They get a beach morning just to check out the weather. Grab a bite to eat and read the good book together. Yeah, that Billy Bob and Hannah, they sure can do it. Down in Louisiana.
That, of course, was Kathy Congloth. Actually, I'm not sure how it's pronounced. Is it Congloth or Congloth? let me know. I met her down at the local blend last month. Let's see. Yep, July. And what a sweet gal. And what a super talent. Just one of the many proteges of Mr. Doug Milloway from Avon, Minnesota. In fact, this next song is featuring Doug and Lisa DiGiuseppe. It's titled The Moon Song on Homebrew.
Felt she walked alone.
She was always searching for the past, something she would never find. She always tried to sit so still, so maybe she could stop the time.
Years old when she recorded that song, according to Doug Melloway. Unbelievable. And he says, to his knowledge, she's not even doing music anymore. I picked the picture off a Facebook page for someone named Coralyn Wagner from the Twin Cities. I only hope that's the right person. Let me know if it isn't, but unbelievable song, unbelievable voice, and a just a truly amazing recording. You know, Homebrew should have a little SWAT team that goes out and tries to find these people and get them back into music. Don't you think so? Well, up next, our friend Jake Hagedorn, who's also half of the, got to get this right, Breakaway with Doug Milloway. And here's a tune titled Hideaway on MHB. Thank you. Simply stunning. What a voice. Jake Hagedorn with Hideaway. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, gosh. Well, folks, I'd just like to remind you that this Sunday, four of the members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, MAS, are competing in the Great River Folk Festival Songwriting Contest in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Been there many, many times. It's the home of Dave's Guitar. And these four members comprise one-third of all the finalists in the contest. And they are Sandy Millar, Deborah Hadraba, Mark Grimm, and Wayne Hamilton. Good luck. I hope we can come out with a winner there. That'd be really, really super cool. You know what would be even more cool? If we finished 1, 2, 3, 4. Because all the other contestants, the other eight, are from Wisconsin. So it's the Flatlanders against the Cheeseheads. Well, here's my request for tonight's All Request Show. It's Ben Hoganson from his Delusion of Hope CD. It's titled You'll Never Be Alone. Enjoy all 1 minute and 57 seconds of this beautiful song.
On the name with a broken heart. Felt so alone, family falling apart. You took my hand and you said, don't cry. Time flies and everything changes. We ran together into the world. Nothing but time still alive in the moment. Each night a memory or big mistake. And it was then I decided I will always be 17, sneaking through windows and nights not stopping. The years will come and go. I hope you know I'm never too busy. You miss me, just say so. Remember how we stayed out all night, drunk on our laughter and lost in our heartache, driving to nowhere in worn out cars, our futures just past the headlights. We left for college and found our voice. Life was chaotic, the stress overwhelming. Our lives are changing with every choice, but when I'm with you, it feels like I will always be 17, sneaking through windows and nights not stopping. The years will come and go. I hope you know I'm never too busy. You miss me, just say so. Don't see each other enough these days. Married or moved, babies on the way. Our time is precious now, I know why. 'Cause time flies, everything changes. But no matter where you are, I'll always pick up right where we left off. With friends like these, you don't say goodbye. And all love you for a lifetime. I will always be 17, sneaking through windows and nights not stopping. The years will come and go. And I hope you know I'm never too busy. You miss me, just say so. I will always be 17, sneaking through windows and nights not stopping. The years will come and go. I hope you know I'm never too busy. You miss me, just say so.
That's the lady who's missing in action this summer, Lisa Dixon. Actually, she's been working up on Northwest Angle. Bartending, I think. She's our friend, and we miss you, Lisa. Wish you were at the open mic last night at the Black Cat Sports Bar and Grill. Had a good time. Big crowd. And Andy Miller was there. Little Bobby stopped by. Got to think here. John Kimball was there without his lovely wife, Tanya. Yours truly. And we said goodbye last night to Dallas King, who's moving the first of the month out to Las Vegas area. And we wish him the very best. He's a fine gentleman. And I patted his shoulder and said, what impresses me the most about you, Greg, is that you love performing music. Folks, if you're out at your local beer pub, wine bar, coffee shop, whatever, tell them you want to hear original live music. You don't want a karaoke machine. You don't want a DJ. Sorry, folks. Sorry. Don't mean to offend anyone, but it's just the way I feel. You want original live music. And, you know, most artists who do original music also throw in some covers for the fun of it, just to sort of reinvent, reinterpret a song that they like. So you'll hear something you like. You'll hear a lot of stuff you like, but you'll hear something you know also. Well, up next, she's a St. Cloud State University student who took a little time off. She's coming back. She hails from Rochester, Minnesota, plays rhythm guitar and sings vocals on her recordings. All the rest of the stuff in there is from our friend, Mr. Milloway. Here's Elizabeth Allness with Wait Here on Homebrew. Well, we're going to end up hour one with a tune by the Gackle Trucker Band, Skinny Dipping with an Alien, moving Tim Cheesebrough to hour two. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Tilling my garden in the late afternoon, taking a rest, been working since noon. The ground beneath my feet started to shake, felt like the middle of a big old earthquake. Opened my eyes, saw a big beam of light. It was green, it was blue, it was fiery white. Started to rise up high in the sky. I was so darn scared, I just wanted to cry. When I got to the top, they put me on the table. They poked and they prodded every place they were able. I was covered in jelly, hooked to all kinds of wires. They examined my brain for my darkest desires. When they were finished, there was a very large commotion. They dropped me naked in the middle of the ocean. I was plopped in the water without any clothes, next to a creature without any toes. I was swimming there naked with a lady from Mars, or some other planet, or one of the stars. Her looks stupendous, truly mammalian. Skinny dipping with a well-built alien. Out her body from head to foot, found out where those toes had been put. There were toes on her knees and on her elbows, and a big one on her face in place of a nose. She had toes on her head instead of her ear. It kind of looked like she had one stuck up her rear. There were toes all over except where they belonged. If she'd been a male, she'd have a toe for a brain. Lover, well, maybe, just maybe, the thrill could be gone, I mean really long gone, out into space and all night long. Put my arm around and tried for second base, when I noticed that big toe in the middle of her face. My skinny dipping alien smiled at me. I realized this love was not meant to be. I was swimming there naked with a lady from Mars, or some other planet, or one of the stars. Her looks stupendous, truly mammalian. Skinny dipping with a well-built alien. Swimming there naked with a lady from Mars, or some other planet, or one of the stars. Her looks stupendous, truly mammalian. Skinny dipping with a well-built alien.